You can hear the panic as people ran from Monday night's shooting. Students hiding in classrooms from the gunman's violent rampage.
I heard the gunshot. It must have been right outside of the door. Got down. That's when he came in our class, shot four more times.
These are the innocent lives taken from the 67th mass shooting in America this year. Jackie Matthews is a student at Michigan State. She was also at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012 during that shooting.
You see, I got no brains?
This next portion of the story is just still so hard to imagine, but we've now reached the point where some people talk about the mass shootings they survived in the plural, mass shootings. And that's certainly the case with one student here at MSU who back in 2012 was attending the middle school that went on lockdown during the Sandy Hook shootings that ended up killing 28 people.
Andrea Ferguson with us now on the phone. Andrea, are you there?
Yeah.
Andrea, your family falls into one of these. We mentioned this earlier. It's unimaginable to me. It's unimaginable to me. But you have a child from Oxford who went through the shooting at Oxford High School, who's now at Michigan State. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a surreal experience, to be honest with you. I never expected in my lifetime to have to experience two school shootings.
What's going through your mind, man, when you're seeing all this?
I mean, it's scary, yeah. Like, it's totally unannounced, you know. It's the day before Valentine's Day. You have no clue. We're just trying to do something. Everyone's probably, you know, going out to eat late night or whatever else, and we see people running across the street as we're going there. It's just, you know, chaotic. It's very scary. I mean, I still got chills down my spine right now.
You guys have seen active shooter. This is the world that you all grew up in, mm-hmm. but now it's real.
Yeah, and I mean, this is something, you know, you always hear it in the news, and like, it was just a normal day. Like we said, normal night, we're going out, and you know, it's a real thing. It's scary. I mean, we're lucky we were, you know, on the road driving away, making sure everyone's safe, but it's a scary world, you know, some messed up people as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's amazing. Thank you.
They know they're deceiving the public. They're nervous, they can't help but crack a smile, they laugh, they do it every time. So you're always going to see that duping delight.
Thank you so much, yeah. That's amazing, thank you. Did you guys want to look right at me, say and spell your first and last name for me?
I'm Olivia Murray, spell first and last name. O-L-L. Spell first and last name.
And then we came out the building, we walked out and there were like five officers with like huge guns, and we all had to put our hands up, lift our shirts up. They were like, and then they just told us to go lay in a field. So we ran through that parking structure with a bunch of people, but I figured it wasn't smart to be in a parking structure with a bunch of people right by the shooter. So we ran here because we saw cop lights and there's no cops. So these things still happen. Gun violence is an issue. This is an issue on campuses and high schools, any educational institution. We were literally talking about this issue yesterday and never did I think this would happen the next day. I have no words. I really don't.
And just given the fact that they were talking about this person.
Couldn't give us any directions. The cop's directions was run. What, like, what is that? Like, you're supposed to tell us where to go. We're 18, most of us. We have no idea what's happening. We've been here. I've been here for a month. I don't even know where any of the buildings are. I don't, people saying they're in Hubbard. I don't know where Hubbard is.
It's crazy because maybe over an hour ago, 2 hours ago, literally my plan was to eat dinner with friends, go work out.
We didn't get to go to the gym. I just took a test. My only worry today was that I was gonna fail my test.
And here we are, literally running for our lives.
Yeah, nothing matters. Nothing matters. Everyone was stressed for that test. I was freaking out. Nothing matters. I could have just died.
Hey, I said this earlier. They need to be shaving half of my tuition off for this.
Well, we thank you for, glad you're safe, and glad it looks like she just found her friend that ran out of the building.
Action.
It looks like she just found her friend that ran out of the building. That's the one they've been on the phone with, I would assume. Of everything here on campus. They didn't know where to go. They were running towards us, as I mentioned. We even have a couple of students in our news van right now just taking cover because they don't know where to go. And again, there's just so much confusion.
Yes, we're going to go now. We have a student on the phone. Dylan, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Have your people checked in with you?
Everyone has checked in with me. I've gotten countless calls. What was that? Mm-hmm. What did you hear?
So,
we heard like a banging outside of.
So,
okay, yeah, we got to get down.
Okay. Okay, so you're feeling like you have to get down.
We were just locked up in the bathroom in the shower for a hot minute, and then we decided, like, you know, it's getting hot in here, so we took a step back, and we're listening to the last police radio.
What's going through your mind?
Honestly, all I can hear in the back of my mind is a bunch of prayers, thinking about how much I love my family. That I just want to see the next day, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can tell us about the state of your dorm right now?
Oh, God. I wish I could FaceTime you. We got a cat in the dorm, and we got a cabinet barricading both doors, locked one side of the bathroom,
a mattress.
Covering the door. Lights are all off, doors up. Blinds closed.
Wow.
We have lost too much. It's only getting worse.
Today, hundreds of MSU students rallied on the steps of the state's Capitol, demanding gun reform legislation.
Words are not good enough. We must act, and we will.
We remember Sandy Hook. We remember sitting down and hearing about it. We remember watching the live updates on Twitter as Parkland was happening. We all remember where we were when we heard what was happening at Oxford. Things need to change now.
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Soon, another student will be shattered by gun violence.
I felt how everybody during Parkland, Columbine, Sandy Hooks, I felt everything they felt.
No people need to die. We just need to have more gun reform and more legislation.